Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Hey, kia ora te tāno, Tobias Tahi here. What a massive show today's one was, and you are here now tuned into the replay from the 12th of August, 24. Today's show had music from Lucas Nelson, Macklemore, Nirvana, Pink Floyd, The Cranberries, Metallica, Hilltop Hoods, Tiki Tane, and more. We don't have replays, full replays of my show up for permanent download, so to catch all of the music, make sure you catch the Truth Speaker Music Show live and direct 1 p.m. Monday, 1 p.m. Thursday, or 10 p.m. replay on both of those days, and again over the weekend. Check out the website www.realitycheck.radio for more information about the Truth Speaker Show.
You're listening to The Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, the replay edition on RCR, Reality Check Radio. Send us your feedback to inbox at realitycheck.radio.
Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want it.
I want to be free. Free. Don't want to be judged. Don't want to be me.
I don't care if I offend you. I was born to
accept you. I
hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need
the truth. Here, the truth is here. I want. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. I said the truth is here, the truth is here. I want
the truth! You can't handle the truth!
And the Truth Speaker Music Show is back for your Monday afternoon. Today is another show full of powerful music to get you through that Monday afternoon slump, to free your mind of the constant chatter of political drama, to give your mind a break from all that is and just flow on through the next 3 hours with some music that you will not hear on any other radio station. Thought-provoking, against the narrative, truthful, honest music, plus I throw some old classics in the mix too. So turn this up and let's jump straight into it here on the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi. Remember, text 2057 or drop that email. inbox@realitycheck.radio. Alright, just briefly, in Woke Olympics today, that Australian breakdancer. I mean, I've seen women in Melbourne alleyways better than her. That sounds dodgier than it's meant to be, but if you know Melbourne alleyways, you understand that it is a cultural thriving mecca, especially the hip-hop culture with the graffiti art, music, la-di-da-di-da. I don't mean Melbourne back alleyways. They had to have been taking the piss. That can't have been the best their entire country has. I actually thought it was all a setup and someone had lost a bet, but the Australian Woke Olympics manager, or some woman, I don't know who she is, came out in an interview defending the woman at the centre of this apparent Olympic level breakdancing, claiming that this woman in the past had spent days in rooms crying because she's in a male-dominated sport, and going on about how 100 years ago the entire Australian Olympics team were male and to have women athletes today is blah, blah, blah. Typical clown show turning it about sex when the reality is this lady was shit. The embarrassment to the all of Australia. And breakdancing as a sport. And if you don't know what breakdancing is, go and look up actual breakdancing. It is very physically demanding. It takes talent to breakdance. Not what this woman was doing. What this woman was doing was just weird. I mean, I could have done better. And that's not even an exaggeration. I actually could have gone out there and done better. The whole thing was odd, and if you haven't seen it, go and search Australian breakdancer. But it does, however, align with how weird these entire Olympics have been so far. But the fact that it's getting attention for all the wrong reasons does leave me concerned about what these elite sickos have planned for the closing ceremony. And here's hoping it is nothing that sees people hurt. Let me know your thoughts if you saw or have seen the Australian breakdance. I didn't want to call it breakdancing because it's not. It was just an Australian woman who went out there and just did some strange things. That's the best way to describe it. It was not breakdancing. Breakdancing, you have to have talent. This lady, I mean, yeah, I don't want to disrespect her because clearly she doesn't have an honor circle of friends who were like, nah, bro, you're not good. You're not good at breakdancing. Don't go out and embarrass yourself. And that's the importance of not being surrounded by yes men or echo chambers. You've got to have honest people around you who call you out. I thought that I would round off today's show with some Australian music just to show a little bit of sympathy to our brothers and sisters across the way for what they are going through with their entire Olympics campaign now being represented and remembered by a lady who resembles a drunk auntie dancing in the pub outside the pokey section on a Thursday night. And on that note, I'm out of here. It's been a pleasure as always. I love being able to bring you guys a broad range of music here on the Truth Speaker Music Show. I will be back Thursday. Until then, remember to love each other and never trust the government.
You're now listening to the Truth Speaker Show with Tobias Tahi, right here on your very own Reality Check Radio, RCR, your home for music with a side of truth and freedom.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.
We live in a world where politicians and the media and the dominant culture is to slice and dice us and divide us. What I love about RCR is it brings us together, joins us up, makes us feel part of something bigger than us, and builds this great human connection.
Within 2 weeks of my having a show on RCR, we had journalists from the legacy media begging the Prime Minister to cancel RCR. That's how used to suppressing the truth the legacy media have become. That's how quickly we can make a difference. They failed to cancel me, they failed to cancel RCR.
It's all about freedom in the end. Freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom of travel, medical freedom, freedom to bring up your own family as you see fit, freedom to say the climate crisis is a scam, freedom to say that the transgender movement is sinister, freedom.
It's absolutely vital we keep this narrative going because certainly the other side, the alarmist side, is really amping it up. I just find using climate and everything around climate, that was quite funny, really, wasn't it?
We are here to really transform the shape of what media is going forward, which is such an honor and such an exciting stage to be in.
You've got to have both sides of the story, and that's what we're here to do.
We want to have these conversations. We want to be able to talk about this stuff. We want to be able to say the things that you guys are saying to yourself in whispered conversations in case someone else might hear at the supermarket.
Here, what we get is a checking of reality. And checking out reality is the very essence of our mental health and our survival.